Without further ado, here is the commentary for Friday, July 8th, 2022.
You know, Michael, a couple of shows ago, we talked about, I mentioned that Biden had presented his budget to Congress. Now, he's presented it two months late. But here's what's interesting. The assumptions are 5 months old. So, for example, in this year's budget, he is projecting that inflation will be 2.9%. Now, inflation is 8%, but his projections are 2.9%. He goes on. He has 30 in his tax in his budget plan. He has 36 tax increases that he says will collect $2.5 trillion. He has a 36% corporate tax increase, and he plans to increase taxes on domestic fossil fuel $45 billion. Now, the media isn't talking about Biden's budget at all. But here's what else is interesting. Biden right now, here are the headwinds that Democrats have going into this election. 88% of the American public now thinks that America's on the wrong track. That's an all-time high. Ever since they've been measuring that particular metric, it's never been 88%. 23% have confidence in Joe Biden's presidency. But here's what's interesting about the media. Here's what the public, when you ask the public, that the voters going into the midterms, what are their biggest concerns? Here's their top four. Rising gasoline prices is 92% concerned. Inflation, 91% concerned. The economy, 89%. Violent crime, 88%. Those are the top four. What are the top four media issues going into the midterm? Climate change, 64% concerned. Abortion rights, 63% concerned. Ukraine war, 60% concerned. And Capitol riot investigation, 57%. And so the people who present the news to us are completely at odds with the American people and live on a different planet than the voters who will determine who will be our House and Senate and our governors and legislatures across the state. And so because when you look at this data and you look at what the people in the media care about, you can begin to understand why there's such a huge disconnect among the public. Because the public expresses what their concerns are, and the media essentially sticks their finger right in the eye of the public and says, we really don't care what your concerns are, because your concerns, frankly, don't affect us. So we're more concerned about the others. So my sense of it is that with Democrats not being willing to share the stage with Biden, Tim Ryan, when asked directly, do you want Biden to come to Ohio to campaign on your behalf, wouldn't answer the question.
And when Biden went to Ohio on Wednesday, Tim Ryan was nowhere to be found.
Neither was the lady who's head of the Congressional Black Caucus, who's from Ohio.
Yeah.
She wasn't on the podium either, which tells me that there's a big shift also with black voters. Now, we already know that Hispanic voters are leaving the Democrat Party in droves. And it could be that black voters will support a Republican candidate perhaps as much as 20-25% in this election, which would be a huge shift. And with the Hispanic, the only constituency that the Democrat Party seems to have left is very, very wealthy white people, particularly very, very wealthy white women. And so it'll be interesting to see if that very narrow constituency can somehow carry the day. I doubt that it will. And also, Michael, we like to kind of give our predictions here. At least I do. I think that Republicans will win the state Senate seat in the state of Washington.
Very interesting. And that's our commentary for today.
Yes.